You're listening to Cambridge 105 Drive with me, Tim Willett, and I'm joined in the studio this afternoon by Neil Jones from the Cambridge Corn Exchange. Hello, Neil.
Hello there.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Thanks for popping by. It's quite an exciting time for the Cambridge Corn Exchange at the moment. Lots of events coming up over the course of the autumn period. You took a bit of a break from indoor stuff over the summer, concentrated more on outdoor events. So your new brochure has come out and you're here to tell us what's coming up over the next month or two. So what have we got coming up that you would recommend people to come along to?
Well, I'll mention some of it in a minute, but just to mention about the break that we've had, actually, one of the reasons we took a break, which I think will be of interest to the listeners, mm-hmm. is we've made a few changes at the Corn Exchange. We've got new toilets.
Wow.
We've got a brand new PA system, so the sound in there is going to be better than it's ever been, and a brand new box office system, which allows people to print their tickets at home and scan them on the door. So that's why we've been closed for a longer period than usual.
Yeah.
But yeah, as you said, we're kind of like headlong into the new season now. And I think probably the really, the first really, really big one starts on Monday, the 16th of September, and runs for a week, mm-hmm. which is Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. Now, when people say Agatha Christie, they normally expect it to be at the Arts Theatre, and it normally is at the Arts Theatre. But we've got The Mousetrap simply because, as people will recognise the name, it's the longest running stage show in the world. It's been in the West End for 60 years, and they're celebrating their 60th anniversary by taking it on tour.
Okay.
And the demand was such that they needed to play bigger venues, hence it not being at the Arts Theatre, it being at the Corn Exchange.
Okay.
It's the famous whodunit, and if anybody out there knows what happens at the end, we kind of stress to people, don't tell your friends.
Yes,
it really does kind of spoil
it.
It's the ultimate spoiler if you tell people what happens. But The Mousetrap, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, is with us from the 16th to the 21st of September. Some theatre inside the Corn Exchange for a change.
Okay, all right. So tickets are available for that, for various different performances. You've got evening and matinee performances as well for that one. Okay, what else have we got?
An interesting one that I'd like to sort of let people know is this thing called Live Transmission Joy Division Reworked. Bit of a mouthful. Basically what it is, it's a really exciting event that we're putting on inside the Corn Exchange. It's a standing gig, so it's in a gig format.
Okay.
But it does have an orchestra on stage, it has a rock band on stage, and they're surrounded by digital imagery by a very, very good artist by the name of Scanner, who some people may recognise his name. And what they're doing is deconstructing the music of Joy Division. So it's a really, really unusual one. It's touring the UK, and we're delighted to have secured it for the Corn Exchange. If you're into Joy Division, I think you're going to find it interesting. I know that Joy Division fans are very passionate and very kind of precious about the music of Joy Division. If you're into digital art, you're going to love it. If you're just into taking a risk with your gig going, you're going to absolutely love it. It's going to be very exciting. If you look on the Corn Exchange website, there's some clips of where it's played before. It premiered at the Brighton Festival about a couple of years ago. It's playing places like the Albert Hall this time around. So we had Joy Division Reworked, a really exciting one at the Corn Exchange.
Okay. All right. That's the 26th of September at 7:30. You've got other things going into October.
Yeah, I mean, one of the kind of things that we do well and always have done is gigs. We've got a series of sold-out gigs. We've got Laura Marling at the end of September. We've got a sold-out gig from Bastille at the 12th of October. Tom O'Dell, who won the Brit Choice Award, is coming on the 13th of October.
Oh, really good.
Those are sold out, but we do have others which we still have some availability for. Alison Moyet on the 16th of August, an old favourite. Comedy, of course. Bill Bailey's coming back for two nights with his new tour called Qualm Peddler. Don't ask me what a Qualm Peddler is. I'm sure he'll tell us in his own inimitable style. Jimmy Carr is back with us on the 20th of October. It's interesting, actually. He's not only a regular, he now has broken the record for the most appearances at the Corn Exchange.
Wow.
And this particular gig on the 20th of October is his 25th performance at the Corn Exchange, which is pretty amazing. What's even more amazing is I haven't managed to get to any of them yet. So I'm going to try and get down to that one. But Jimmy Carr, the Gagging Order tour, is on Sunday the 20th of October.
Okay, all right. These events that sell out, how quickly do they tend to go? I mean, for example, Bastille and Tom O'Dell, they're really big at the moment, and I imagine the demand for those is quite high.
Yeah, some of them, some of them literally will sell out before we've had a chance to make the brochure that we're both holding in our hands here. Some of the hot gigs will go really quickly. It really depends on an artist's popularity and when their album's out, when their press is happening, and just the kind of demand. So we've also got the Boomtown Rats, by the way, on the 23rd of October with Bob Geldof back in the band.
Oh, right.
A lot of people have been looking at this one thinking, oh, it's the Boomtown Rats without Bob. But no, Bob is back. They've got the original lineup 26 years after their last gig. So let's hope they've had a few rehearsals since then. Playing all the old favourites like Don't Like Mondays, Rat Trap and She's So Modern.
Okay.
So looking forward to that one. And a couple of days later, Jamie Callum.
Yeah.
The king, I mean, the kind of king of jazz, but he's kind of made jazz cool, I always feel, as well. He'll be with us on Friday, the 25th of October. And then the rest of that week, we've got a rock band in the form of Def Havana, who headlined Lodestar this year. They're from Hunstanton, so just down the road.
Are they really from Hunstanton?
They are from Hunstanton.
I spent most of my life growing up in Hunstanton.
Yeah, from that area. They've actually got a song called Hunstanton Pier.
Wow.
As well.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And then Russell Brand, who, of course, has been very much in the news recently.
That'll be interesting.
No longer a favourite of GQ magazine, but he's a favourite of Cambridge audiences. He's with us on Saturday, the 26th of October.
Okay, all right. So that's the next couple of months covered. Notice you've got a page in here about your Cambridge Classical Concert Series for people that may not be interested in some of the other stuff we've mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been running now. The concert series has been running over 20 years. And it's the only place, I mean, we do have the luxury of scale at the Corn Exchange. It is the only place in the area to watch big orchestral concerts, which just physically can't be staged anywhere else, which is why we always commit to doing the orchestral concerts, you know. And it starts off on the 17th of October with the Tchaikovsky Symphony Orchestra. And there's six concerts in the series. If people wish to subscribe to all six, there's huge savings that they can be made, or you can subscribe to two or three concerts. And this year, for the first year ever, four of those six concerts will be by the same orchestra. That's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. We've announced them as our orchestra in residence, so we're working with them on some education projects as well. But we're now developing a relationship over the next few years with them. So, yeah, there's the Tchaikovsky Symphony Orchestra of Moscow Radio, there's the Czech National Symphony Orchestra, four concerts by the Royal Phil, and then the Bâle Symphony Orchestra, Bâle being in, I think, Switzerland.
Okay, I'll take your word for that, because I don't know either. Okay, so people want to book tickets. What's the best way you recommend them to do so? Online, I presume?
Definitely online, more so these days, because we have invested in our online service. We've got a brand new box office system. You can choose your own seats. You can see what the view is going to be like from your seat. And it's very easy to use. It's all on the website, which is cornex.co.uk.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. And we'll get one of you guys back at some point to tell us a bit more about what's coming up in the rest of the year, perhaps in a month or so.
Lovely.
Cheers,
thanks
Neil.
For having
thank
us.
You.